Australian charities estimate that more than 26,000 young people are homeless each night around the country. And Homelessness Australia says that number is increasing and that the funding is not keeping up with the needs of these children. Support services are also reporting a spike in the number of young people from migrant backgrounds who are asking for help, as Thomas Ariti reports.
Homelessness Australia says the problem has become an epidemic.
Over 244,000 people who presented specialist homelessness services last year, 27% of them were under the age of 18.
Glenda Stevens is the organisation's CEO.
There's some very good programs which are helping young people reconnect with their family, re-engage with education, but the actual availability of this support is not enough.
The number of young people without an adequate home is on the rise. Between the 2006 and 2011 census counts, there was a 19.5% increase in homelessness within the 12 to 24 age bracket, and the problem shows no signs of slowing. Michael Coffey is the CEO of Y Foundations, the peak body representing youth homelessness support services in New South Wales.
In New South Wales tonight, there's about 11,000 children and young people under the age of 25 who are homeless, and that number comes to us through the Australian Bureau of Statistics. But we actually think it's much more than that, and it's growing because most of the homelessness you actually don't see, what we call couch surfing, you know, like kids that their family is broken down or there's problems with their family and they stay around a friend's place. Those sort of kids don't actually get caught up in the data.
The definition of homelessness is proving to be a challenge in the campaign to attract more funding. Michael Coffey says Y Foundations has tried to change the broader understanding of the issue.
We work as an advocacy body with both the federal and the state government to correct some of the problems which might arise out of that data. And we made some strong presentations to the ABS about their undercount. What they've done is they put a little caveat in their report saying, well, we haven't really got the youth homelessness number right.
He says a funding shortfall can have severe consequences. Each day, 417 people are turned away from support services, and many of them are under the age of 24. Michael Coffey says that's only half the problem.
They won't even contact services because they'll say, well, we haven't got much chance of getting a service anyway, so why bother?
There's also a concerning trend involving young people from abroad. A recent study by Homelessness Australia reported an increase in youth from migrant backgrounds presenting themselves to support services. Jenny Clark is a researcher for the organisation.
Young people who are using homelessness services are people who've arrived as humanitarian migrants, say people who've fled what's been called the Great African War, the Congo conflict.
According to the study, Jenny Clark says young people arriving as refugees, particularly from African countries, Afghanistan, Iraq or Iran, are increasingly asking for help.
The way that new migrant people seem to be dealing with it is to jam a lot of people into a dwelling, by Australian standards in particular. And so with young people, we'd also have particular concerns about them growing up in what we call severely overcrowded housing. That is, you need at least four extra bedrooms to accommodate everybody. Now, that's very overcrowded.
The federal government recently committed $115 million towards homelessness services.
Thomas Ariti with that report.